Yeah, my house might be flooding. I gotta look out the window. No, we're okay. Yard's flooding though.
So, is that a problem?
No, I like water. We're good.
Okay, well, you got a swimming pool now.
Maybe in the basement. We're not
Just
sure.
now you need to build a diving board.
Yeah, that's not my concern.
Okay.
All right. We'll do the show and hopefully don't get rained out here. Hello and welcome to episode 293 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
what's going on in Vancouver? I heard you got nice weather in Vancouver, Adam.
Not really. It's okay.
I heard you got like 5, 6 days coming up where it's just going to be beautiful.
It's definitely cool for summer.
Okay.
Twenty-two
we
de-
know it's
twenty-two degrees. If you call that smoking for summer, then yeah, then we have the best weather ever here.
Do you hear that waterfall sound?
That's your house?
That's the I opened the window. That is outside right now.
Oh, so no one's sort of watering the lawn or the flowers?
Everybody's watering the lawn and everything.
Okay.
They're watering the region.
Yes.
Oh boy.
That's good. All the plants are gonna grow nicely and the grass will be
Great.
green.
Yep. And wonderful. Yeah, no, I heard you had some 28, 29 degrees coming up and gonna be good times for you. That's what I hear.
Wow, well, you should tell that to our weather, because
What I'm telling
I don't
you
think it
is
knows.
that I want you to be prepared.
Right.
I want you to have sunscreen so you
Okay.
don't get a sunburn. And the best place to buy a sunscreen, in my opinion, Superstore, but if you can't get in there, go to Amazon.
Okay.
And if you do, click through our site, help us out, as people are doing. So we thank you very much. It's pretty easy to do, I think.
Go to Amazon.
We'll go to our site first, twohosers.com, click on the link on the right-hand side, it takes you to Amazon, and then your life is great. In fact, go ahead and book, if you click on that and then bookmark it, every time you click on that bookmark, call that Amazon in your browser. Every time you click on that, it just goes through our site.
Wow. You know
Yeah.
what? I should do that.
You think I would have done that by now?
It's
Yeah.
instead of just going directly to Amazon.
Instead of just going in the corner and crying,
Yeah.
which is what I do normally.
Okay.
What's going on, Adam? Did I say that already?
Yeah, I
It's
think you did.
vacation time.
Yeah.
You guys, I mean, I'm back now.
Me too.
When you're hearing this, when I'm recording this, I haven't gone yet. When you're hearing this, I'm back from a little place I like to call Tuscany. Met
Sounds
some friends there.
exotic.
Yeah, I see. It's in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for us, it sounds awesome, but it'd be like you driving to Revelstoke.
Right, which I've never done, so.
Except instead of Revelstoke, it's Tuscany.
Okay.
Because we all know you go to Revelstoke for the Italian food.
Right.
Yeah.
And the pasta.
Kind of what I meant. Yeah. So, no, mine and your friends, a bunch of our friends are actually coming over from Canada, and we rented a big house, a big villa, the pool, and gonna have four families with kids staying there. So it's gonna be awesome, or is it was awesome when you're hearing this. So it begs the question: how come you didn't come, Adam?
I had better offers.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think you did. Flying into a villa in Tuscany, that sounds kind of awesome.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
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 Next time. Or maybe
Well,
not. Yeah.
okay. Did you shoot anything interesting since we last spoke?
Yes, kind of. I
Okay.
kind of did. It was more a teaching lesson. So
Okay.
I did with a friend. A friend was who is basically been interested in SLR photography for a little while. He got, I think, Father's Day. It was either no, it was maybe his birthday. So let's say 6 months ago, he purchased on a Canon T5i SLR, so sort of one of the newer, I don't know what you want to call that, prosumer kind of cameras. Mm-hmm. Super awesome camera. I tinkered around with a little bit, but I thought, okay, he's been into it. He's been listening to the show. We're getting together, both him and his wife are friends of ours. So they're coming over for sort of an adult get together. Our kids were away at grandma and grandpa's house for a couple days. So I thought, all right, I said, you know, bring your camera. It was going to be a nice night. I thought we'd go down to Gary Point. And then I thought I'd give him a little sort of lighting tutorial. So I dug up in my photography storage shed, which is kind of a cupboard in our upstairs, the old triggers I had. So like the very first triggers I had that should have been in a Ziploc baggie for the last year and a half, haven't been touched. The Cactus, whatever they were, I want to say V4 or something, triggers. I had three of them that were still operational. I had two sets of two, and one of them kicked the can. It was all, you know, cracked and didn't work. So I had three that were perfectly functional. And so I got them out and I got some batteries out and just tested to make sure everything worked, and everything worked perfectly. And I thought, perfect. They're made for Canons. You can put one on top of the his camera body, and then we can activate, you know, up to two more flashes. But I just thought, I'm going to give them these triggers because I haven't used them in a year and a half, and I don't want to bother to sell them on Craigslist for $30. I'm going to give them these triggers, and then I'm going to give them an old flash that I, again, haven't touched for a few years. It was, I can't remember exactly what it was. It was a 30 or 40 year old flash, but it has all the manual settings just like on a little click tool on the back of the flash. And so you can't put it on top of your camera. It would completely ruin your camera, I'm sure, at this point. But it's super easy and user friendly as far as, you know, your first flash and trying some off camera lighting. So I basically said, here you go. We're going to take these triggers, we're going to take this flash, and we're going to go to the beach, and we're going to just tinker around and see what happens, see what you can do with it. But I wanted it to be on his camera with the triggers and the flash that I was giving to him, because I wanted him to see what it can do, but also know how to use it, so that, you know, this is now going to be his little setup, right?
Right.
So yeah, so we did that and we had great fun. And I mean, I told him we went out at magic hour where the light could not have been better, where you did not need flash at all. But, you know, we took some pictures with flash, we took some pictures without flash. We did it in different angles, and you know, I let him kind of problem solve, you know, what to do with the light. We didn't bring a light stand or anything. We had our wives, so we had the voice activated light stands, and I basically just brought an umbrella with a flash, and, you know, we got someone to hold the oftentimes it was me to hold the flash in the umbrella, and just we fooled around, and again, it's a great, I told him, in terms of a learning way to learn lighting, like probably he got 6 months worth of learning crammed into, you know, 45 minutes or an hour, just because he had to problem solve on the go. He understands, you know, how to, you know, set the ISO and the aperture and what adjustments to make, like just the general sort of exposure triangle, but never had done it with lighting. And so just the idea of, you know, two exposures and you get the background the way you want it, and now you're lighting the subject, and, you know, the sun itself can be, you know, a separate light source. So now you're basically doing like a two-point lighting, right? And we fiddled around with it. And he was so impressed with how pro the photos looked right out of camera, just looking at the LCD, that I think now he's sold. I think he's going to be
a convert.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a full blown lighting guy. And they're going off on a month trip to the Haida Gwaii, which is the Queen Charlotte Islands. And so I would get, this lesson came a day before they're leaving, and I just said, you know, take the flash,
you just ruined his vacation.
Yeah, and I just said, you know, just have some fun. Get one of your kids. He's got three kids. Get one of your kids to hold the light and just fool around with it. And you never know what you're going to get. But it's just I really enjoy doing that kind of thing, and so I saw the opportunity. It's kind of similar to something that you probably did with me, you know, many moons ago. And I think for, you know, listeners out there that might have some old gear kicking around that they don't use anymore, like if you recognize that you have a buddy that's into it, or a family member or whatnot, this is fun, not just for them, but it's really fun for you as well to, I guess, cement your own learning. You know, we talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I really find that it just... sort of reinforces everything you know when you explain it to somebody else and when you demo it for somebody else.
No question. Like you really will hone your technique. And also the other real positive is you know, down the road, you don't have to bring your camera places anymore.
Yeah, there's that.
He'll bring
too.
His.
Yeah.
And now you don't have to carry anything. You'll be in the photos. You'll have to answer a bunch of questions, but you can just lie and tell them, yeah, it's fine like that, you know. But, yeah, well, that sounds like a great experience.
Yeah, and I mean, I've done lots of photos for them and their family that are hanging in their house, and I don't know, it's sort of a source of pride to see that maybe soon he'll be, you know, taking those photos himself, right? Not because mm-hmm. I don't want to do it, just because I'd like to pass it on or pay it forward, right? Like the kids say.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I feel the exact same way. And then, that's interesting because, you know, a lot of people, I mean, you're maybe not so much anymore, but for a long time, everything, you're very territorial. If you knew something, you didn't share.
Right.
And then I don't know if he started the whole thing, but he definitely was a big player in it. Was David Hobby came along with the strobist and just said, hey, here's what I know. Go.
Yeah.
You know, and it made him better. In fact, I did we talk about this? I want to get him on the show. I want to talk to David Hobby in the near future to talk a little bit about that, and hopefully he will, and tell us a little bit about, you know, how he came to that decision. Maybe I shouldn't have announced this on the air that I'm going to try to get him. So, you know, when we fail, you can all go, ha, ha, ha. But maybe he will come on the show. So that's kind of the plan. I want to hear about how he got better for sharing. So,
you know, speaking of that, just again, as a side note to your persistence, I mean, a couple of years ago where you made the proclamation that you're going to try to get on Corolla Digital and you sort of had listeners trying to tweet him or email that, you know, you should get involved. And that, you know, what turned up absolutely nothing. And then here you are, you know, 2 years later or whatever
best
it was.
Best friends.
Not best friends, but you've worked with the guy. You've had guys from his network, you know, come on the podcast. So I certainly mm-hmm. think in one regard, yes, the show didn't get on the Corolla Digital or whatever, but wow, did you make that relationship happen. So
sure. Well,
you're a bit of a pit bull when it comes to that. So I'm not betting against you as far as whether or not you can make David Hobby happy. Or
so with that
happen anyways.
With that, our new co-host, David Hobby.
Yeah, and I'll happily step aside if you can make that happen.
Talk.
No, I David Hobby, here you go. Yeah, take it and run. Yeah, you can have my seat, David Hobby.
Is he Canadian? I don't think so.
No, probably not. I don't think he'll want to work with your schedule anyways.
The one hoser photo show.
Oh, and PS, I don't know if you know this, but speaking of Adam Carolla, he changed his Facebook photo to the newer race car photo that you took, the one with the Photoshop sky.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so that's now his new profile picture. So he replaced his last car photo picture that you took with the other car photo picture that you took. So, or somebody who does his Facebook did. So I thought that was funny that yeah, now and there's a bunch of comments, people that like the photo, because I read some of the comments, and one of the comments was like, wow, great photo, who is the photographer? And yeah, nobody ever responded on the Corolla end. So kind of thought that was funny. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah,
they just say like, you know, Chris Loxamont, that's me, it was me.
Yeah I was just gonna chime in, yeah, I took that photo. Yeah,
actually, so by the time you're hearing this happened like a long time ago, so we're in the future, but I actually got a very nice complimentary email from well, it was dictated from Adam to his assistant,
because
he didn't write it out, but it was very 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 complimentary, and actually hit the exact note that really kind of made me like the comp. I generally don't really care for compliments.
Okay, well, let's hear it now that you've gone too far. Now we need to hear what the compliment is.
Well, no, part of it was basically he just said, you know, he liked the photo, he loved the photo and all that, but he said what was really amazing was the fact that I was able to accomplish it in under 2 minutes.
Right.
And to me, that was like, that felt really good, that A, because yeah, it wasn't easy to do. And that speaks to a long time of me trying to hone my skills, hone my technique, and the fact that somebody in the industry who I respect an awful lot actually recognized how difficult that is and acknowledged that with the 2 minutes. that made me feel pretty good.
And then you sent him back saying, well, actually, I had to cut you out in Photoshop, and then I had to go out on a different day and reshoot the sky four different times, and then I had to put it all together. So, yeah, no, I'm really, really good, yeah.
Well, that's true. I mean, the photo itself, the photo is the same without replacing the sky, except the sky was boring.
Had
the sky been reasonable.
What he doesn't know won't hurt your reputation.
No, but all he knows is I took less than 120 seconds of his time.
Yes, to get something that he likes. So that's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, so that for me, that was the big takeaway. It was like, all right, somebody recognizes how difficult it is to do in that time frame.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You know, especially having a guy like the voice-activated light stand was Mike August, and he's never done that before.
Right.
And Mike August, who's, you know, he's paying for everything, essentially, and he's high up there at Corolla Digital. He's a bigwig. And there he is, no problem. He has no problem at all holding the light for me and doing whatever I say.
Right.
He didn't, at some point in that 2 minutes, he could have got tired of it and said, I'm not moving in, or I'm not pointing it here, I'm not going to feather the light, whatever. No, he did everything. He followed everything down to a T just because I said it. And then I was done. And that was it. Like that's how I know that if the opportunity ever comes up again, I will be their first phone call. If they come to Europe, I'm the first phone call for that reason, for the 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So get good at being fast. That's what I suggest to you.
Yeah, and I remember this. I did a job for, a retirement. This is going back a couple of years, and it sticks in my head because it was a big group, like 30 people, maybe even more, 40 people in a big boardroom. And the biggest thing going into it was when I met with the people ahead of time and said, this is what they want, this big group done for the retirement. The person, my contact person, said to me, the last time they did this with the photographer, they took a really long time. And so, yeah, they really want you to be able to do this very quickly. And so what that means, I don't know, but they said the last guy took way too long. So, of course, that is one of those things that most clients, I think, are very much paying attention to, is how much are you taking away from the real purpose of their gathering or whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So get it, work quickly, but you still want to get something good. So don't work too quickly.
That's actually... the people you shot for are one of my longtime clients. And that's, I wasn't there for that. Normally it's a job I would do. I couldn't be there. So I was happy that you could go do it. And there's the good news is they're still my clients. So you did something right.
There you go. So
you didn't mess that up. So awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
photo. I saw the picture too. I've seen the picture hanging up in the office next to the other photos. It looks great.
There you go.
Like, it fits in entirely. It doesn't look... it looks retro. It fits in. Because they have group photos going back to, I don't know, 1751 or something like that, I guess. I'm just guessing. I don't know the actual date.
Yeah.
But, they go back... No, they go back, like, 50 years or something like that. And so your photo fits in very, very nicely with those other ones.
Okay. And now, I mean, I did that photo years ago. And we talked about, the difference in the software now used in editing. I should take that photo back into editing, and because one of the things I had issue with, I'm just curious to see what the difference is. What my biggest issue with that original photo was just the digital grain that was going on. And that was 60, just because of how dark it was, and I had to use a whole bunch of lights, and I was like, oh man, now the little bit of the noise reduction that comes with the Lightroom software, and I thought, oh man, I could have made that perfect in terms of what I wanted in my mind.
But it's printed as an 8x12, I think.
Yeah, so you're not going to see it anyway.
You don't see anything.
Yeah,
you don't see it.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, okay. All right, moving on.
Photo challenge, splash. From last week, we said splash. So let's we had a look at yours first last week. Let's have a look at mine. So here is splash.
All right. That's your kid.
That's my kid. He loves jumping in the water.
Yes, we've gathered that. I like this photo. This kid, does he sleep in his water wings? Like, those things seem to be permanently attached to him.
Only in the big pool. Like, if he can't touch, then he wears the water wings. If he can touch, I do not let him wear the water wings.
Okay.
I'm adamant about that. Like, I really, it's one of the things that gets me fired up at the pool. I think I've told you before on the show, I do not like seeing parents letting their toddlers wear water wings in the wading pool.
Right.
It's terrible. You're not giving your kid a chance. And then with both of my kids, I absolutely refuse. They've never, not even for 1 second, have they worn their water wings in the wading pool. And they fall, like, when they were like one, when he was one and just learned to walk, he was out there and he would fall under and he couldn't get up and I would pick him up.
He looks like, I mean, partly it's the time of day and the light and whatnot, but he looks like he might be a ginger in this photo.
Yeah, he's blonde, so it's, I could, you never know.
Maybe he's going to turn into a ginger.
No, we'll just dye his hair. It's fine. Yeah. No, he actually likes being in the sun. He gets a nice tan. I don't know any gingers who can be out in the sun for more than 8 seconds.
It's a cute photo. I like the photo. I like his expression. That's sort of what makes it for me, is the expression. The splash is great. You know, the action and the arm up and all that. But it's the expression. I mean, only thing better than this kind of expression is if there was a gasping, wide open mouth with eyes like, you know, bug-eyed, like popping out. But I like this kind of, this is what my kids would do, jumping into the water, just close the eyes at the point of impact. Yeah,
he used to have the mouth open, but after the first 3 times he decided to learn quickly and stop doing it.
Yeah, I get
he
it.
he announces after, I kept my moon tsugamak, I closed my mouth, dad. Like, he likes to announce every time, I close my mouth. Like, well, yeah, because the first 3 times you choked, and you know, I kept letting him do it because that's kind of how you learn,
right? Yeah.
So no, he loves doing this, and so this is one of those times where, again, I think we talked about it about a million times. Great to have a beater camera that you can get into the pool.
Right.
Generally, you get this shot from the side, and I have this shot from the side. It's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want to engage him in the face, and so I didn't care if my camera got soaked, which it did not. So that's the important takeaway.
Yes.
On this shot. Let's have a look at yours. Oh, also, we shot this kind of at the right, you know, sort of toward, not quite magic hour, but later in the evening, so we get kind of nice side light coming instead of just this top down. It's not perfect, but it is still better than you know, the noon o'clock sun.
Yeah, which is when I shot my photo.
But still good, though. Like, you have them positioned quite well. I mean, you got, like, the backlighting on your son and still have enough exposure on his face to make a good photo.
Yeah, it's about a 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and it's also just where they're positioned versus the background. So the background, in order to expose him, often you're just going to completely blow out the background. But based on trees and whatnot, bushes that are in the photo, the background is dark enough that when you bring up the exposure on your subject, it doesn't completely blow everything out. So this is a snapshot photo, right? Like, it's I like the moment. I like the water crisscross and going everywhere. And mm-hmm. and again, it's nothing
don't
more.
Don't cross the streams.
Yeah. It's nothing more than a snapshot. But again, it's a snapshot that I like. And I like that you can see both kids. This is, again, the beater camera effect of being very close to the action, not shot with a long zoom lens. Or it might have been shot with a zoom lens. I'm still very close. I can't remember, to be honest. So that's it. Just try to get your exposure and try not to get hit.
Don't get hit. Yeah, there are things that if you're being a technical crybaby, oh, the reflection off the leaves, that blows out and it's distracting. It isn't. It's out of focus enough that it's not. Had you shot this at 8 o'clock at night, you wouldn't get that blown out reflection. It doesn't matter to me at all. I could care less.
Yeah.
What's good about shooting at this time of day is, like, you can get, like, a pretty decent high, you know, pretty fast shutter speed, which you're probably shooting this at like 1/2000.
Yeah,
a second.
I think it was around that range. Yeah.
Which stops the water droplets coming out, which kind of looks cool.
Yeah.
You know, that makes a big difference. If you're to shoot this, you know, like 1/80th of a second, that's going to be blur. It's going to be a different photo. It's the same with my photo. I made sure I had a decent, I forget the shutter speed, but it was high enough that it's going to stop a lot of that splashing.
Right.
And you're going to see what's going on. There's enough movement in the photo that by stopping it, you still get the impression of movement.
Right.
So it works quite well. And honestly, I can tell your son's going to be one of the cool kids because he has his underwear hanging out of his swimmers just far enough. Which I don't understand why these kids at the pool, these are the kids at the pool, who they walk on my lawn, I don't know why, they wear underwear underneath their swim trunks, but they also make sure they have it sticking out just far enough so it's like you can see. Like, why wear underwear under your swim trunks? You don't need it.
Well, he's not swimming.
No. Are those swimmers or those shorts?
No, they're just shorts, yeah.
Okay, then he's still one of the cool kids. He's all good.
Yeah.
I might still hit him in the neck with a tennis ball. I'm not saying I won't. But okay, the topic this week, we have a very short topic to get to and then wrap this up. When you have heard this, I have gone to Tuscany. When I'm recording this, I have not gone. What we're going to do is me and the family, we're going to Italy. We're taking the RV down, so like our in-laws' RV. So the four of us are driving down, meeting the other families there. So we're going to spend a week in a villa in Tuscany, and then they're going to go back home. We're going to go camping for a week at the beach in Italy.
Okay.
So I need to know, what do I bring with me in terms of camera? Because I want to have a vacation. I don't want to work there. But the opportunities for great photos, like my friends who I don't see that often, or I see them a couple times a year, but my family doesn't see them.
Yeah.
They don't see my family, so it's going to be kind of nice and kind of old home week. And they have kids roughly around the same age, up to a little bit older, and everybody likes each other, and it's going to be good times.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of great photos, opportunities.
Yes.
Yet, I don't want to bring everything and have to worry about it. So I made a list of what I think I should bring, and you should just tell me what you think about
it. Let
me
know. Yeah, go for it.
Starts off with a bag. I'm not bringing the whole big bag. I'm going to bring my, whatever it is called, the 200 sling bag. You know, the sling bag that you have?
Yep.
Like the 200, I think it's called?
Sure.
It's the, who makes it? Low Pro A200 or something like that.
Yeah. AW. That's the bag. AW. All
AW
weather.
AW 200.
All weather.
Oh, that's what the AW is for.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it likes root beer.
Because it has a rain cover. That's why it's all weather.
A built-in rain cover,
yeah,
which is very handy. So I'm going to bring that.
Okay.
In terms of cameras, I'm going to bring two cameras because I hear you. I hear what you're saying. However, I'm going to bring my 40D, no question.
Okay.
It really has to die soon.
But why bring it? Why bring it?
Because I will take it everywhere.
But
I will
take you won't take the 5D everywhere?
Not as much, maybe. Maybe I will. But it also might die.
Oh, okay.
And really, this trip, because of who's coming, it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Right, which is why I would just take the 5D.
Yeah, but if the 5D goes down, I no longer have anything.
But why do you think the 5D is going to go down?
Who knows? I might get hit with some pasta.
You see, now you're thinking the wrong way. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity. Your 5D is not going to go down. This is a one camera trip.
If I drop it in the pool?
Well, don't do that. I mean,
okay, but listen, we're driving down. I have space in the RV. I can put the body,
okay, all right,
40D
all right,
in the back, and it can never come out. I'm fine with it never coming out.
Yeah.
But it takes up zero space, so I'm going to bring that.
Okay.
That's my plan.
All right.
Bring in the 40D, bring in the 5D Classic.
Okay.
We'll probably take pictures only with the 5D Classic.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring two lenses. I'm going to bring the 50mm and the 85.
Okay.
That's my plan. I don't care. I the 70-200 is nice. I don't feel like traveling with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I'm also going to throw the 30mm in there in case I ever use the 40D. I'm going to throw that on the 40D. I'm going to put it in the back of the RV under some t-shirts and just leave it.
Right.
Okay, the good thing about the reason, my thinking on this is also the 5D Classic and the 40D both use the same battery.
Really?
They do.
Oh.
So I have three of those batteries. I don't have to bring a separate kind of battery. It's a different charger. It's pretty low maintenance.
Okay.
So I can bring those batteries with the one charger, and whether I use it or not, I'm set.
Okay.
So that's three lenses, only going to carry two of them with me. I'm going to bring a flash.
Yeah, I think that's fine, yeah.
Not an on-camera one. I'm not going to bother, because that's just going to be too much work. I'm going to bring an SB28 and a trigger and the receiver, of course.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, I'm going to bring that just only the one light, and probably bring a stand, and possibly an umbrella, because that can all fit.
I would bring the umbrella for sure. If you're going to bring the flash, bring the umbrella, because you might want to do a group photo or something that requires a bit of lighting.
I'm going to assume I'm going to shoot some family photos, a family photo of each of the families.
Again, just gives you options. I'm a fan of, if you're going to bring the light, just bring the umbrella.
Yeah, like that's the softbox adds a whole element of effort.
It's more stuff, yeah. The umbrella, yeah. Especially for what you're going to do, you're not worried about if you spray the light everywhere, no. It'll be fine, yeah.
So that's what I'm going to bring. And then lastly, cards, of course.
I'm not sure you need the 50 and the 85, especially where you're going to be and outside and just being able to just back up. Like, is there a reason why you'd need the 50? And especially if you're bringing the 40D and the 30, if you want to do a big, wider group shot, you could just use that. You're now doubling up essentially on the focal length with the 5D and the 50 mil. So there, I see you could just leave two lenses, 40D with the 30 mil and the 85 on the 5D and just be done with it.
That was the plan. Like I said, if one of the cameras goes down, I'm all of a sudden hobbled. Now, again, if I'm flying, there's no question I'm doing exactly what you just said. The very fact that you know, again, we're driving down, it takes up no space.
But I also know how you are and leaving your stuff around, and you know, you're paranoid that Bigfoot's going to come out of the woods and steal your stuff.
Not with the 40D.
But no, but another lens to sort of think about or worry about or have to bring it with you because you don't want to leave it in the car or in a tent or whatever. It's just more stuff. I would seriously consider dropping that 50 mil because I don't think you're going to need both of them.
That'll be on the fence. No, I don't need both of them.
Your camera is not going to die. Your 5D is not going to die. Those things will last. You'll pass that to your grandkids. You're going to give that to your grandkids.
I'm worried about the kids throwing it in the pool. we're going to have 8 kids there.
They're not going to throw it in the pool.
You know some of these kids. You know better. Yeah. Some of them will do it. They'll light it on fire and then throw it in the pool, like some of these kids. Just because, hey, oh, didn't bring your 40D, huh?
Right. Yeah, gotcha.
So we do have that angle. Now, I am getting better in terms of that, and I'll tell you exactly why. Normally in the past, I would bring my top load zoom bag, you know, for day trips. I'd bring the sling bag and the top load zoom so I'm carrying it around. I want to have my camera protected. I'm not bringing that bag.
Right.
It's only going to be that one bag just to hold everything, and then we go and walk around some city. I'm not even bringing a bag. It's just going over my shoulder like it always does.
Right.
So I'm not that concerned. Now, the last thing I'm going to bring a few gels, a couple CTBs, and a couple CTOs.
Sure, why not? Why not?
Doesn't take up any space, and they pop right on with Velcro. So that's my plan. The 50 mil, I think you're right. That's going to be the coin toss. That's going to be a game time decision.
Okay.
Might call an audible getting in as we leave in the RV.
Keep us posted.
Challenge for next week.
You have
Oh, I hope so. I better get a nice sunset when we're in Tuscany. So it's going to be sunset.
Okay.
You're going to get some nice sunsets.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, you are. So Adam, where can people find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca and Two Hosers Facebook.
And you can find mine at alnatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find all the links, photos, and everything we just talked about. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.